Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome back to the Fitness Forum. Thank you so much for tuning in this evening. I'm Michael Lewis, your host for the show. I highlight the show for here really highlights the fitness world, through our dialogue, our professional expert guests and interviews, and commentary. My forum, is open to call-ins and online chats for those interested in getting your voice heard about fitness topics. We will take calls and chats during about the last 5 to 10 minutes or so of the broadcast. So certainly feel free to call in if you have any questions or comments for either myself or my guests. Our call-in number, once again, is 917-889-8037. That's 917-889-8037. My show tonight is about CrossFit, kind of a, more of a newer and emerging trend in the fitness world. I will be interviewing our guest, Brandon Mueller. Brandon is a CrossFit instructor and will highlight some of the various components of CrossFit. You know, CrossFit, spinning, the P90X, different, type of fitness and type of workouts, are really kind of the newer things that seem to be popping up faster than we can say Fitbit. Meanwhile, working out has never really been more scientific, scientifically sophisticated, and certainly more engaging than ever in the past. That, of course, is certainly a good thing. The more workout options I think that we have, the better those are, and the lesser the chance that we'll burn out or suffer from boredom in the gym. I think throughout fitness history, fitness continues to just really amaze people, and it really evolves. I think it continues to evolve, and I think tonight's show will certainly highlight this with Brandon's conversation about CrossFit. First, I think there's a few other things I want to quickly cover, these ever-changing and evolving programs, such as the high-intensity interval training. These type of workouts really typically involve short bursts of high-energy exercise followed by short periods of rest or recovery, and typically takes less than about 30 minutes or so to perform. And sometimes in some programs, more longer in duration. These are some of the things that I have been doing in my gym recently with super circuit workouts. And this high-intensity workout is really heart-friendly and something that continues to evolve. Despite the warnings by some health and fitness professionals of potentially increased injury rates using this HIIT program or HIIT method, high-intensity interval training, this form of exercise really has become popular in gyms all over the world. I also wanted to mention the fitness world being more educated and certified, which is also a very good thing. This is a trend that continues now, where because of accreditations that are typically offered by third-party accrediting bodies and organizations in the health and fitness world. A lot of this is really now clinical in regards to exercise programs. There continues to be really exponential growth of educational programs at even community colleges, universities, vocational programs, which now this accredited programming for fitness is usually accredited by the Commission on Accreditation of Allied Health and Education Programs. And I think this really promotes health and fitness on a professional level. Of course, probably my favorite is strength training. I think strength training remains popular in all sectors of the health and fitness industry, certainly for many different types of clients. Many younger clients of both community-based programs commercial clubs, train exclusively using weights. Today, however, there are many other individuals, men, women, young, old, children, patients, and people even with, chronic illnesses, focus on using weight training to improve or maintain an overall health and strength, capacity in their life. Many health and fitness professionals incorporate some form of, at least strength training into their exercise routine. It's certainly not uncommon at all for cardiovascular or pulmonary rehabilitation type of management programs to include weight training and strength training in their programs. I think that with the use of CrossFit, there's a lot of positive components to it that we haven't seen. That's our topic tonight, CrossFit. It has been around really since about, I'm sure there's different variations of it, and I know Brandon can talk a little more to it, but the CrossFit Inc. Is a company that was founded by a gentleman named Greg Glassman back in about 2000 or so, if I'm right, Brandon. And as of 2012, there are, and it has increased since 2012, 2013, 2014 to over about 3,600 or 3,800, I think, affiliated gyms worldwide. Even though most of them are, I think, in the United States. So for the past, 3 years, they just continue to grow. So there's, I think this is more than just a fad probably at this point. So most of these people that do this type of workout, certainly they're called CrossFitters. I really can't wait here to get our special guest here to highlight some of these, details about CrossFit. And I'll click over to get Brandon here. And I hope you're doing well, Brandon. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how's it going?
Okay, good. Yeah, I'll introduce you, and then you can, just chat here for a little bit. But, again, our guest, Brandon Mueller, he's a full-time student, athlete, CrossFit instructor, and certainly fitness enthusiast. I was wondering, if you could tell our listeners just a little bit about, yourself and your background.
All right. Well, like Mike said, I am a student at Tiffin University. I have a double major in Homeland Security, Terrorism, and Law Enforcement, and I'm from Twinsburg, Ohio. I am currently 20 years old, and I've played sports my whole life. I played football and basketball growing up and all the way until I got to college, but I didn't choose to play in college because I double major. I'd consider myself a pretty well-rounded athlete. I'm not really good at one thing. I'm good at quite a few things, and I think that's the basis of CrossFit is be good at a lot of things and not just one. I'm currently a CrossFit athlete and certified level one trainer at my gym here in Tiffin, Ohio called CrossFit Tiffin. And
great.
That's about it for the bio.
Good. As far as certainly getting into Homeland Security law enforcement, I would think that that area certainly requires, men and women to be physically fit, both mentally and physically. And I think that really coincides with the athletes that, that do CrossFit. Also, I think you kind of hit a good point, too, that with your background in various sporting activities in the past, it probably helped you, to kind of get into or to be successful as an athlete, that competes and works out in CrossFit. Once you got to college, what were some of the, how did you become interested in CrossFit? What was the connection there?
Well, when I went to school, I was just doing regular weight training, just going to the gym and, I was doing a chest day, I was doing a back day, just regular bench press and all that, just the normal, 5-day routine. And I got bored with it. And so I was kind of looking for something new. And I had heard through one or two friends that they were going to start trying CrossFit, and I, you know, I asked them what it was, and it sounded pretty interesting to me. So I looked into it a little bit, and then one day I was like, you know, instead of doing my normal routine for whatever I was going to do that day, I decided that I was going to go to CrossFit Tiffin because I heard about that here in town, and haven't stopped going ever since.
Good. Now, how many days typically do you work out using, you know, the CrossFit methods?
Typically, I will go 3 days on, 1 day off. So I'll work out Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then I'll take a rest day today on Thursday. And then I will work out on Friday and Saturday, and then take another rest day on Sunday. So I'm working out a total of 5 days a week, and I have 2 rest days.
Okay. All right. Good. Can you tell us a little bit more about CrossFit then? As again, you know, a lot of people aren't still. I mean, there's again from 2012 to I think to now to 2015. It's still early in the year. Gyms are popping up. You know, people that are getting interested in CrossFit, joining gyms. You know, getting acclimated to kind of to this new regime continue to skyrocket and grow. But yet, some people in the gym have no idea, you know, what CrossFit is. Can you put a little bit of detail about CrossFit?
Yeah. Well, CrossFit is varied functional movement. The standard definition of it is constantly varied functional movement performed at high intensities. And I think the most important part of that is that it's functional movement. We do things that you're going to use in everyday life all the time. You're not going to, you know, do something in the gym that you'll never apply in your real life. I mean, everything that we do, you can apply it some way or somehow in real life. So I think that's really cool that we're training things in the gym and getting better every day, and it's like it's actually applicable to the outside world outside the gym. That's a big part of CrossFit is, along with the training, using your fitness outside the gym, doing things, you know, going rock climbing, going swimming in the ocean or swimming laps in a pool, or just hiking, riding a bicycle. I mean, it's doing things that are athletic movements and CrossFitting in a CrossFit gym betters you at those athletic movements in real life. Ultimately, it just prepares you for anything that life can throw at you. That's kind of the motto of it because of the variance component. Every day we'll have a workout to do, and it's always something completely different from the last workout. I mean, you can go through a year of CrossFit and maybe only do the same workout one or two or three times, depending on your programming at your gym, because there's just so many variations of movements and so many combinations of movements and rep schemes and weights that you can throw together that you hardly ever have to do the same workout. And I think that's another huge component of it. That's something I personally really like, because I get really bored with repetitive training. So the fact that I'm doing something different and something new every single day, and it applies to my life outside of the gym as well, I think that's really important. So that's why.
Oh, for sure.
That's why I'm a big fan of CrossFit.
Oh, definitely. And I think you really provided some good information here, Brandon. I've always subscribed to functional training. I think that you really hit the nail on the head, and I'm glad you brought that up. You know, I grew up wrestling and boxing, and you know, I've always trained with weights, you know, so I could be functional, mobile, you know, not only, you know, in the ring or on the mat, but just, again, like you said, in your daily activities in your life. And I think that, you know, functional training exercises really train our muscles to help us, like you said, to do everyday activities, not only, you know, safely, but efficiently as well. I guess what I could think of off the top of my head is, for example, a squat. You know, it's a functional exercise because it trains the muscles used when when you rise up and down from a chair or pick up
Right.
objects or something off the floor. You know, and I think that by training our muscles to work, you know, the way they do, like for everyday tasks, it really helps us to prepare our bodies and prepare well in a variety of, you know, common situations and in functions on a daily basis. And like you mentioned, it takes that boredom away, you know, from going to the gym and kind of getting into that, you know, same routine. What are some of the exercises, or what are some of the I'm not getting ahead of myself, I guess. What are some exercises? What are some of the, you know, some of the equipment that's used, you know, on a daily basis in a CrossFit gym?
Well, some of the exercises, you kind of hit on it just talking about the squat, but there's typically three categories of exercises. So you'll have your body weight movements, such as like the air squat, the burpee, sit up, pull up, push up, things like that, things with no weight
okay.
except your own body weight. And then you'll have your weightlifting, which will be your deadlift, your back squat, front squat, bench press. Those are the ones that people are probably most familiar with. And then you have your Olympic lifts, which are the clean and jerk and the snatch. Those are both highly technical movements performed with a barbell. And then you have gymnastics. Okay, so there's four categories. You have gymnastics, which are bar or ring muscle-ups, and the L-sit.
Okay.
And also handstands and handstand push-ups and things like that. Gymnastics use a lot of body weight too, but those are extremely skilled movements as well. So
that's
just regular body weight movements.
Okay, is that like something like it's a high honor to do one of those muscle ups in the gym or something
after
a certain one?
The muscle up is kind of the coveted move of CrossFit. That's like
okay.
That's very unique to CrossFit. Like a lot of people, they're when they first start CrossFit and they see people just rattling off muscle ups in a workout or something, they're like, I want to do that. And that's a lot of people's goal, is to get their first muscle up. And I've seen it a number of times now when people do get their first muscle up, and it's quite a sight to see. They're usually pretty ecstatic, screaming and running around.
No doubt. That's awesome. Good. And can you tell us a little bit about some of the equipment then that's used in the gym as well?
In terms of equipment, we have we have your typical barbells. We have men's and women's barbells, 45-pound barbells and 35-pound barbells. We have a rig, a pull-up and squat rig, and that's going to be used for various things, because the rig just has like endless capabilities of what you can use it for, because it's a squat rack. You can do pull-ups on it. You can put a bench between the posts and you can bench press on it. You can use the rig for scaling workouts, such as like hanging on to the rig, doing a squat, or you can hang rings, gymnastic rings from the rig. So the rig is the center of the gym. You can do a lot with just the rig. And, of course, the barbells are extremely important too. And we have bumper plates, 45 pounds, 35 pound, 25, and 10 pound bumper plates. I think those are extremely important, because a lot of the lifts that we're doing, they get pretty heavy, and they're, especially when it's high rep for a lift and you start getting tired and losing your form, you're going to want to drop the weight. And I think having bumper plates instead of the regular metal plates is really important, so that you can drop that weight and you can be safe about how you're putting the weight down.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
And how long is typically a session or a class? How does something like that work? They come in groups. You come by yourself. I mean, how does typically a CrossFit program work?
Well, every day, well, any given day of the week, the programming, like I said before, it's going to be different. But you can come by yourself, you come with a group, it doesn't matter. There's always going to be a workout to be done at the gym. And it's a lot more fun, honestly, if there's a lot of people there, just because you're all kind of suffering through it together. Makes a it really develops a community aspect of it. But a session will typically last an hour. You can do a lot in an hour. You could be in and out,
Sure.
and you'll feel real accomplished when you leave. Like you did a lot in an hour.
Yeah, sure,
Typically,
right.
we'll come in and there will be a warm up, so you'll stretch and you'll warm up the muscles that you're going to use that day for the strength or the workout or whatever it is. And then you'll work on a strength or a skill or a gymnastic component. So a strength would be like the back squat. A skill would be something like handstand walks. And then a gymnastic component could be muscle ups. So you'll practice something like that. And that's typically the time varies for each thing, but that's typically about 15 minutes, and then 15 to 20. And then you'll do what's called a Metcon, which stands for metabolic conditioning. And this is like the main portion of the day. This is the workout that everybody sees, or if you know about CrossFit, this is what you think of when you think CrossFit, is the Metcon. This is the one that gets you breathing real heavy, and these workouts are always for time, or they're called an AMRAP, which stands for as many rounds or reps as possible.
Okay.
So for that, you'll typically allocate about probably 20 to 25 minutes. And then you have a cool down after that to properly cool your body down from the high stress training, and you'll typically stretch or work on mobility after that. The time for each of those varies based on the gym and the instructor and what you're doing that day, but typically the warm up is short, the strength is a moderate amount of time. The workout or the Metcon has probably the most amount of time, and the cool down is probably about the same amount of time as the warm up. However, the coaches want to
Okay.
structure that.
Well, that's great. So in one workout, you could be doing strength, skill, and the gymnastic component all within that 1 hour time period then.
Correct.
Okay, great. Now, as an instructor, can you tell us a little bit about the different levels? We have actually about 7 minutes left, so I hate to rush you, but we're running a little bit short on time. But can you tell us a little bit about the level one CrossFit training program and the different variations and levels of the program, and how long the courses are and different things like that?
The level one program, well, when you first sign up, they send you the training guide for the level one. So you're advised to read over the training guide and to study it, and then you will attend a seminar. And when you attend that seminar, there's going to be classroom instruction and hands-on learning. So you'll be taking notes from someone on a whiteboard, and then they'll tell you, okay, we're going to go over and we're going to practice what we just went over. So everybody might get a PVC pipe or something, or you'll partner up and you'll help your classmates, and your instructors will help you learn what you're learning in the classroom setting of the seminar. And the seminar will last Saturday and Sunday. And then at the end of Sunday, you take a written test, and there's a certain score. You have to get a certain percentage that I can't exactly remember right now, but if you hit that percentage, then you have passed your level one, and you receive a certificate in the mail, and then you can start coaching people in a CrossFit affiliated gym.
Okay. And yeah, let me ask that real quick. So you are an instructor now. What is a CrossFit affiliated gym, and how does that work then?
I really enjoy leading a gym, and someday I would probably like to own one. But right now I'm not an owner, just a coach at CrossFit Tiffin. But when I go in and I see the athletes coming into the gym, I really enjoy when there's more people that come in than normal, because that actually, that means I get to practice what I worked hard for. I worked hard for a long time to obtain my coach's standing, and I really enjoy coaching people, and I really enjoy seeing people progress and come in and just work hard and want to get better and want to be more fit in general.
Fantastic. Great. I know you have, and it's a lot of work, and certainly is not going unnoticed. So fantastic. Can you tell us just a minute or so about the lingo and the terminology associated with CrossFit? I know there's a lot of different things, that are affiliated with most people. I think you mentioned Metcon and metabolic conditioning and different things like that. But what's a WOD, and how does EMOM and all that kind of stuff, what exactly is all that?
There is a lot of terminology associated with CrossFit, but a WOD, or WOD, that stands for the workout of the day. That's kind of the whole thing that I explained. That's the strength and the Metcon, all that combined. The Metcon, like I said, that's the metabolic conditioning. That's the workout that gets you breathing real heavy. There's also things called EMOMs, or EMOM. And that stands for every minute on the minute. So you might do 5 snatches every minute on the minute, and that's to increase
Wow.
your stamina. That's to work on form when you get late into the workout, practicing keeping form when you're tired. Another one that you might hear is RX, or as prescribed. This means that you're going to perform the workout as it was made, with the rep scheme and the weight that it was originally made.
Okay.
Also, to go along with as prescribed is scaling. So if you can't do the workout as prescribed, you can't do that weight, or you can't do that many reps, then you're going to scale it.
Okay, good. And can you tell us real quickly about the competitions and some of the events that you're currently preparing for?
Yeah, right now I'm training for the CrossFit Open, which is at the end of this month. And the Open is 5 weeks long. Every Thursday, CrossFit HQ has a new workout for us. And on Thursday, on their website, they come out with a video of it. You can watch it live, of top-level competitors performing it live. And then you have until Monday morning to submit your score to a leaderboard where you're compared to the best athletes in the world. I mean, the
Wow.
people that win the CrossFit Games are on the same leaderboard as you, so I think that's pretty cool that you can compare your fitness level to them and to your friends and everyone else in the world.
Right. Okay. Well, great. Listen, I hate to cut you off here, but we're running pretty short. But now that's coming up starting when for you?
That is the 26th of February. I think that's the first Thursday.
Well, I think it's safe to say that CrossFit style programming really in programs performed at 3 to 5 times per week is almost certainly promotes vigorous aerobic and anaerobic exercise, and it really helps to provide somebody to really to overall and total fitness. I greatly do appreciate your time, and unfortunately we're running out of time, but I appreciate you coming on. Maybe I'll definitely try to get you back on again to talk a little bit more about your progress. But if you appreciate the call, and it was great talking with you, and we'll talk to you soon. Thank you very much.
Awesome. Thank you.
Okay. Have a good night. Thank you.
All right. Bye.